If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
That's what I wasn't doing right. I wasn't going to Stephen Ambrose. How could I not do that? Stephen, my most profound apologies.
How could you?
Not a problem. You just got to push the button and then there I am. I'll pop up in the strangest places.
Yeah, that only on the Tech Report. Stephen, so let's chat. I see that you're going to do more cell phones. Last week we had a giant rant about Apple. Well, not rant, like a more of a love-in. It was a love-in. It's like how much can amazing can be Apple be? And now apparently we're going to carry on with this by knocking the competition. Talk to us about that.
Well, okay. Good insights there. It's just so interesting. I thought I'd do something really positive, and it's been a good week for that because we spoke about Apple and they're madly priced. And I mean, there is no inexpensive Apple gear. Even their budget models are 15, 20, 25,000 Rand. And today, all the high-end phones, the Samsungs, even the top-end Huawei's, which not the competition, but essentially due to the American boycotts of certain technologies are essentially off the market for now. The prices of these phones is 20,000 Rand up to 50,000 Rand. I haven't had the chance yet to play with it, but I will shortly. The new foldable phone from Samsung is essentially 50,000 Rand for a smartphone. And for most of us, that's possibly a little bit too expensive for a device that will become obsolete within 9 months to a year. So where the good news is coming is that in typical technology fashion, technology trickles downstream really fast. So the top of the line today becomes the mid-range of tomorrow. And the benefit of that is we're talking about pricing today, even with a weak Rand, from 3,000 Rand to 12,000 Rand, which when you package it with a bundle from your local neighborhood mobile network, could be anything from 100 to 250, 300 Rand a month, which becomes a lot more affordable in terms of what you're getting. So these mid-range phones are key to the growth of mobile across pretty much most of the market. And it's where most of the growth actually is coming from right now, as you can imagine, especially in these crazy times, especially under the current circumstances where, you know, the economy is not great, times are tough, and yet a mobile phone is an absolutely essential device. If ever there was an essential service in our modern age, mobile telephony and mobile computing and just having this little supercomputer in your pocket is just an absolute must. So two companies announced quite a lot of interesting stuff this week. The first one was Nokia. Nokia have been in the market, well, they were the market leaders for many, many years till they missed the touchscreen, the whole touchscreen revolution. In fact, you can almost credit Apple for taking Nokia out of the market. But the latest generation of Nokia phones are Android-based. They are still made in China, but the company is still based in Finland. And there's a lot of interesting stuff going on with Nokia around design, with pricing, with all sorts of cool little touches and features. And for the last couple of years, it's about 4 years now that they've been on the market with the Nokia branded devices and all pure Android based. So that makes a huge difference. They push updates really quickly. You always got an up to date phone. It's a simple, clean, easy to use phone. And they've released two new ones, the Nokia 2.4 and 3.4. They'll be under 3,000 Rand and under 4,000 Rand for the two of them. And they really, from what I can see, based on the previous generation, they're really super competitive phones with screens in the 6.5-inch range, great cameras, some cool colors, and generally the quality and the usability of these devices is pretty good. They've got more than enough memory. You can expand the memory. They've got pretty good battery life. So the question really comes, do you need a 30 grand or 50 grand phone when you can buy for 3 to 5 grand something that's pretty close in functionality, maybe not in performance, but certainly functionality, and therein lies the excitement. And then
it's kind of interesting, Steve, just to interject there, but you know, as someone who grew up, you know, I only had cell phones in my life probably early high school. That was when I still had a childhood without a cell phone. But without doubt, other than the phone that you got from the Matrix, the standard phone of the time was the Nokia, was it 3310?
Little brick that you could play Snake on.
Yeah, exactly. You could play Snake. You could, if you needed it as a weapon in a tight spot, you could use it as well. You charged it once a week. But it was very much the standard go-to phone. And, to be perfectly honest, I've probably gone through every single one of the other competitors out there except for Apple. I won't go there, but the Nokia was the standard phone, and it almost sounds to me like what you're describing now, that price range for a smartphone, is that they're positioning themselves very much to take back that part of the market that maybe they had 10, 20 years ago.
Spot on. They also released a phone that will be used in the next James Bond movie, which is the 8.4, and that is 5G and all the bells and whistles. And what's interesting, it'll be a truly up-to-date phone at a pretty reasonable price, probably 14,000-15,000 rand, maybe 17,000, depending on the memory configuration, which, considering, as I said, all the top-end phones are in the 20,000-30,000-40,000 rand range. In fact, the new Apple phones, which will come out in the next couple of weeks, are going to be extremely expensive. We're going to see them north of 30 grand for the top-end models, which is just, unfortunately, a reflection of the time, because they haven't gone up in dollar terms, but still, that's a lot of money on a phone. So yes, Nokia are definitely positioning themselves as the go-to phone within the largest part of the market, which is also the busiest part of the market. And when you said knocking at competition, not directly, but Huawei over the last 3-4 years have done an incredible job of becoming the go-to phone, like Nokia, in the mid-range. So they had phones at really reasonable prices that offered really cutting-edge tech. Unfortunately, the whole boycott thing and the whole trade war with America has essentially cut their ability to make phones. And in fact, at the latest conferences that they've been presenting at, they were talking about watches, they were talking about computers, they were definitely not talking about phones. So they've left the market, unfortunately, and will continue to leave the market over the next couple of months unless something happens. And the good point is that there are a lot of options outside of Huawei. I've had long conversations with people who love their Huaweis, and good for them. But I mean, the reality in the market is, if you don't have a phone that can run full Android, especially within the Western environment which we live, it's very important that you have access to all the apps, not some of the apps. And people like Oppo, who I said I was just going to talk about them, they've just come back into the market. Also, Chinese phone, great brand that's gone quite strong. It's been really successful in China and most of the East. It's been pretty good in Europe as well. And I've played with Oppo phones in the past. The new range coming to South Africa now certainly looked very competitive. And again, they're between the 3,000 and 10,000 rand range, with some of their models really pushing closer to 15,000-20,000 for the real high-end stuff. I mean, they've done stuff with Lamborghini and FC Barcelona. So they're another player of reasonable quality. And the reason I mention them is that for most of us, if I told you to go and look at an Oppo phone, you'd go, never heard of them. I'd rather stick to a brand I know. But the options are out there. Nokia doing a great job, and they've been doing it for a couple of years now. Clean, simple, and super reliable. That's their game. And they unashamedly are trying to build on their huge reputation in the past. And they do a great job. There's great service, great support. And obviously the newcomers, people like Oppo and a lot of other guys that are trying to get into the market now, like Tecno, which are number one in Africa in some places, are doing a great job of trying to bring a whole lot of value and very good quality at very reasonable prices. And I think that's a great thing. There's no doubt that unless you're really a lunatic like me who has to have the latest and the best and the greatest, you can do so well with a mid-range phone. And brands like Nokia, which have a good base in South Africa, Oppo now that are putting down some real roots and really trying hard, Xiaomi have been around for a while, Tecno, are really worth looking at in terms of, making and having great technology at prices that we can live with.
Well, there you go. Stephen Ambrose talking to us tech on this Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for joining us, Stephen. Really, the most important question is, in the next James Bond film, will Idris Elba be able to use a Nokia? Is that going to work?
No doubt. No doubt. They make it simple that even he can use it.